The National Mental Health Commission is touring through South Australia this week, starting in the Adelaide Hills today. Joining me to tell us more about Connections 2022 is Commission CEO Christine Morgan. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Jenny.
Tell us more about it. What's your objective with this tour?
Look, the main thing we're wanting to do is just have conversation. We want to have conversation with different communities around Australia, and for that reason we've chosen quite a diverse range, so that we can really understand what is happening in terms of mental health for people, what are the things they need, and in particular, what are they looking for in their local communities.
Right. I bet it makes quite a difference to have chats with people out and about who have lived experience engaged in shaping policy decisions down the line.
It makes all the difference. One of the key functions of the Commission is that we are here to monitor and report on our mental health system. And there is a world of difference between receiving reports that you read in an office, which often talks about how busy the system is, and then actually going out and talking to people and understanding the realities, the challenges, what's working. You know, that's sometimes great to hear as well. But also, what actually is the experience of people in terms of their mental health and wellbeing, or lack of it, in 2022?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on, isn't there? So there's a lot of forces at play which could impact the way people are feeling at the moment.
I think we've come off the back end of a couple of years that none of us probably ever anticipated we would see and experience in our lifetime. I think we just cannot underestimate the impact of the pandemic and how we've had to manage it. We always said that the mental health impacts were not going to finish with the vaccine, and I'm certainly hearing that as I go around the country. But I think we've also had all of the impacts of the natural disasters, the bushfires, floods, you name it, and at a time when I think there's also big shifts happening in the world, and our young people probably are carrying higher levels of anxiety than they had before. So I think, you know, there's many things that are impacting on the mental health and wellbeing of people.
Have you been on much of a tour yet around the country for this one?
So we're into week four, so we've still got quite a few weeks to go. But we've done eight communities now. So we're beginning to understand the diversity of communities, but also some of the things that are common to them.
And what are some of those themes that you're catching on to?
One of the ones that I wondered about, and it's certainly coming through, is just how important our social connections are to our mental health and wellbeing. That we are people who need other people, and coming off the back of lots of Zooms and, you know, all of those things we had to do through the pandemic, people have a real yearning to connect back with each other in a very personal way. And we certainly know that those bonds of social connection underpin our mental health and wellbeing. And when we're not so well and we need to perhaps get some clinical supports, then having those other social connection points really enables us to engage with those services so much better. So I think that role of community in just being such an integral part of our lives is coming through strongly in nearly every community we've visited.
And that's such a difficult thing when there are, you know, health regulations and restrictions that basically it's all about, you know, trying to prevent the spread of a pandemic, but then at the same time it's the need for social connection. So that's probably a real challenge for governments.
Look, it really is. And interestingly, one of the very big issues that has emerged, not just here in Australia, but in other countries during COVID, has been the emergence of loneliness and just the impact that has on our mental health and the risk factor that poses for some fairly serious mental illness. So there's a very significant role for that role of social connection and how we can join together in supporting each other. As you say, developing that and kind of ensuring that it can happen is a task that involves many, many people.
With us at the moment is CEO of the National Mental Health Commission, Christine Morgan. She's travelling around South Australia, around the country actually. She's in the Adelaide Hills today. What's on the agenda today, Christine?
So look, we're having some meetings with service providers and others who are interested in the system. But most importantly, tonight we are having a community conversation that we'd love people to come to. It's 6:30 at the Anne Jolly Hall at Crathis, And that is an opportunity for people to come and tell us their experience over the last couple of years, what has been good and maybe not so good about their community, and what would they like to see that could be different.
So, of course, there is always crisis support with Lifeline on 13 11 14. Are there any other resources that you find people could be using more or you recommend?
Look, certainly, I think if we go, anyone who would be interested in some online supports or going to other organisations, the Head to Health website that the federal government runs has got all of those listed. But I think that really there is no substitute for making those connections out with families and others. And of course, if you do need additional resources, then Beyond Blue has got fantastic ones. Lifeline, Reach Out for Young People is a really great source. There's many of them there, all of them online and all of them accessible.
Oh, great. And do people need to book for the CRAFERS event tonight?
If they would like to register, that would be great, but by no means is that necessary. If anyone would like to turn up, then they would be more than welcome. If they would like to know a little bit more about it or to register, just so we can make sure we've got enough food there, then the website is making-connections.com.au.
And are you taking written submissions?
We certainly are. We're taking anything that people would like to submit to us. So again, if you go onto that website, making-connections.com.au, and go to the Adelaide page, then there's an opportunity there for people to upload any information they'd like us to consider. They can do it in written form, they can do it digitally, by audio, whatever they would like to do. We are all ears and all eyes. We just want to listen and hear.